Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach, Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
All right. Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. Today, we're going to reawaken your spirit, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you. Now, we're here every day, Monday through Friday, showing you how to build a big business. Now, if you haven't done this already, go ahead and share this call with other people. They can dial in 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. Now, if you have not done this, you probably want to go back to successwithnicola.com and listen to the playback of this series. You know, all I can tell you is that I have just gotten just so much joy, not all, only off of what God had me deliver to his people this week on the topic of fear, but the revelations and also the growth that I'm hearing through you, the listeners. It's so important that you get in the queue. I've been hearing people like, you know, after a certain amount of time, you just can't get into the call. You know, you can always go back and listen to the playback, but I can tell you something. When you have a series that strike a chord in you, the best thing you can do is participate so that you don't miss a window of opportunity for you to grow in that area, for you to master that area of your life. This is God giving you a chance to do that. And so we have been talking on fear can't take you nowhere. Fear can't take you nowhere. And we've been discussing how to conquer your fears and take your spot at the top. It's obvious that fear is debilitating you from doing the best you can do in your life, in your business, and we got to deal with it. Don't allow it anymore to control your life. And so you got to go back and listen because, you know, we went over 2 Timothy verses 7 through 11. And, you know, obviously you want to know that inside of this, letting you know that God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. You know, you need to know that God has not given you that spirit, telling you it's a spirit. Fear is a spirit that does not align with God. You've got to get that very clear. And so today is Financial Freedom Friday. And if God is the one who gives us the ability to gain wealth, according to Deuteronomy 8 and 18, and God is not the one who gives you the spirit of fear that tells you that removing fear is one of the keys, the gateways, building wealth. And so I need you to know a lot of people, they have fear of failures. They think God's not going to come through. You know, they have fear of the unknown. We're going to unpack it on today. And then, you know, they have fear of rejection. They want everybody to accept them. But we've got to face this fear, even the fear of change. Don't be afraid to change for the better. We got to go to the Lord and ask him to grant us permission to walk fully into the righteousness of God in the kingdom. He's already given it to us, but you've got to allow yourself to walk in it. Father God, we thank you. We come before you on this day, for this is the day that you've made, and we're so glad. We just honor you. My God, what a rock you are. Every situation, every season, we lift your name on high. We want to give you the highest praise today, oh dear Lord. Hallelujah. There's no one bigger than you. There's no one stronger than you. There's no one wiser than you. There's no one wealthier than you. But you made us in the likeness of your image, dear Lord. So that means you've already granted us access. You've already granted us permission so we can walk fully in our purpose as you designed. Dear Lord, as we go forth to do great exploits in your name, we're thanking you that we're leaning on your word that's sharper than a two-edged sword, that any valley that we go in, we know we want your word with us to dissemble the spirit of fear in any area of our life. What you've called us to do is too big, and we want what you have for us. You said that there'll be no good thing that you will withhold from us, oh dear Lord. So we're coming after all that you have already granted for us. Dear Lord, as we go out, we'll never be ashamed of who you are, who we are. And as you give us all of the blessings, we will be sure to take care of your people by first being an example of your kingdom. We will not be lukewarm. We'll be hot for the word of God and to carry it out in all areas of our lives, through every pain, and acknowledge and increase our faith that we're coming out. We just want to bless your holy name, and we want to seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ, as we allow your Holy Spirit to take full reign here at Power Start Your Day. Amen. Okay, so Lord began to just open up some things to me about Jewation, of so many of his people who, they are believers. They do believe that there is a God, but they really don't believe the whole word of God. They really don't believe that they were put here to take dominion of all the things here on earth. They're being bullied and dominated by the things of the world. And what's happening is that our families, our communities are suffering because we don't have enough people who are willing to sever the relationship with things like fear or things of the world. So as we are starting to talk about this, you know, it's going to be a process, but I'm going to tell you something. As we talk about facing your fear here on Financial Freedom Friday, you got to come in the call because this is something that has to be done. Some of you all are listening, even here, and you face even the fear of having your voice heard in front of people that you don't know, and it's even stopping you from even recruiting or talking to or communicating, the best people in your business so that you can grow a huge business. And so what I want you guys to think about right now is that as we go down the road, we go down this road, and we talk about what fear is, an unpleasant, often a strong emotion. Now, emotions, energy in motion, it controls what you do and what you don't do, your emotion. It controls what you do and what you won't. This is why we have to stand on the rock in the word of God, that we will not allow emotions to override us operating in truth. We're talking about Financial Freedom Friday. So now we say it's caused by the anticipation or awareness, meaning that you're anxious about something or you think it's going to happen or maybe it happened before, but that doesn't mean that's what's happening. Are you understanding this? The anticipation. Maybe you're fearful of what your grandma, your grandpa, your grand, whoever, somebody you believe and you trust in. But I'm telling you, family, there's no one that you need to trust in more than God. You will now adopt the fears of your ancestors. This was shown to us that as long as you know the Word of God and you operate in the Word of God in your business and in your life, it was shown to us, even with the Israelites that wandered around in the wilderness for 40 years and obstructed their opportunity to walk into the land flowing of milk and honey, and their families suffered because of it. Generations suffered because of it. Many of them died in the wilderness, so nobody else was able to come out because of one of the things called fear, which creates your belief system or the awareness of danger. What is dangerous about going to talk to somebody and say, who do you know that blank, 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 which is the main benefit of what you have to offer? Who do you know? I am sure that every single one of you, when you enrolled in your company, they gave you some sort of statistics as to how many people would greatly appreciate the opportunity of having or using or experiencing what your company has to offer. Am I right? Absolutely. There's no way that you would have even enrolled in your company if at some point in time you did not see or know that there are people out there that want, need, and willing to spend money for what you have to offer. Absolutely. But we even get fearful at different levels where we think that only maybe people who are at my level, they want it, but people at higher levels don't want it. So you won't ever go after your chicken list. You won't have to go after, in this business and free enterprise, you have the opportunity to partner with who you want to. So why are you only partnering with people who you believe are only in the same situation as you? This is one of the reasons why you keep running into, I don't have the money, I don't have the money. When you enrolled in a business, you probably didn't have the money, so you keep rolling into people who don't have the money. Am I right? Absolutely I am. Because you're afraid to talk to people who you feel have the money, because you are already, you created in your head the anticipation or awareness of people who have more money on today. Then that same fear would even stop you from stepping out, stop you from stepping out to do the things that you know you need to do, like even maybe attend a training, because you have a fear of loss. You think that if you invest in yourself, you don't even call it investing, you call it spending. If I spend this money on training, then I may lose. Like, meaning you're not even anticipating greatness. You're not even anticipating that when I spend some money on training, when I invest is the proper word, that I am going to get a return of more business, more skill, more mastery. Fear. We're going to go down this road here. And so we're going to be opening up the car here shortly. So let's review what we've talked about this week. You know, I can tell you right now that fears, and I always keep it real, that what I wanted for myself, God didn't want it for me. Sometimes you be so wrapped up, and people will say sin. They don't like to say the word sin. When I'm talking about sin on Power Start Your Day, the definition is anything that separates you from God. Right? Anything that makes you not want to pray, anything that makes you feel ashamed that you don't want to talk to God because you think he don't want to talk to you, even though he's everywhere all the time. You know, anything that will make you feel like I'm so angry at him that I don't even want to talk to him, that, my brothers and sisters, is what I'm talking about when I say sin. You're fearful that what you wanted for yourself that God don't want for you. So you'd rather not seek him. We're going to talk about that word because today we're coming out of the book of Psalms 34 and 4. So you don't want that. Even though he has not given you the spirit of fear, so that tells you when you operate in fear, God ain't in it. All right. You're fearful God ain't going to come through. I've gone through pain in my life. You got the wrong perception. You didn't know that that pain was your process. You didn't know that that was the process to your purpose. You took the pain as punishment. uh-oh. So I don't want to be punished. I'm never going to be who God called me to be because I don't know who God called me to be. I am absent of the awareness of my purpose. I'm absent of the awareness of my purpose. So I'm going through the process, and I'm calling it pain, and I'm calling it punishment instead of my process to my purpose. Uh-oh. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. But you know, you don't know what happened to me, Nicola. You don't know what that went down in my life. Baby, you don't know what went down in my life on yesterday. I don't play no games with things like rejection when you know you accepted in the kingdom. You better get excited about your future here on Financial Freedom Friday. You're obsessed with being accepted by people when they can't do too much for you unless you operating through God, then now he will move the people. I'm going to tell you something. This other fear that we deal with here, right? We deal with the fear of rejection or the fear of loss. How is it that you going to lose something that was never yours? The things in the life that God has removed from you, people, places, and things, could it be that he said time's up, season up, separating you to promote you, I'm separating you to elevate you? Could it be that? And you all in God's way. You all in his business, so you can't do your business. Uh-oh. There's no loss in the kingdom, only gain. Now that should set some folks free on today. Because God don't withhold nothing good from his children. Listen, this is what we're going to do to face your fears. First thing you got to do, you got to seek the word of God. You got to roll in a circle that reinforces the truth. I'm going to give you the scripture. I did it on purpose. I did not forget because I want it to be etched in your heart at the end. You got to go in, like I said, and stay in environments that reinforces God's principles and greatness. Includes hanging around people who believe in God and believe in themselves. I'm going to tell you, people that really get this principle don't play around with folk who operate in disbelief, defeat, depression, because they know, you know, grandma, mama, come on, daddy says, show me your friends, I'll tell you who you are. Environments, this is where in network marketing, you get the rub shoulders with the best of the best in the world, up close accents, not just on television, not just when you show up to an arena, you can't get close. Many of the times you have access to shake somebody's hand and all you want to say is, would you rub off on me? How they going to rub off on you? When God already placed greatness in you. Absolutely. Come on now, family. Y'all know I don't know how to keep it nothing but real. You got to face this fear by making the unknown known. Whatever you don't know how to do, start practicing it till you start knowing how to do it, and then you're no longer fearful of it. Isn't that how we were when we were probably trying to learn how to ride a bike or when we were trying to learn how to swim? Do you understand the longer you prolong facing your fears is the bigger the emotion becomes to you of that thing? Procrastination is not your friend. It's another form of fear. So you thinking you procrastinating because you staying in your back, I got to learn everything. Network marketing is not college. You got to do everything that's told for you to do. It's not where you just got to say, I'm smarter than the kids. I know the answer is, are you doing the answer? Nobody don't even care about how smart you are. When you're talking about sharing something with people, they want to know, how much do you care?
don't even really care about how much money you make. You can be making a whole bunch of money, and then when they meet you, you disappoint them. So you ain't really for people. All you're doing is chasing paper. I don't care what level you are. You got some people that are in a 360-degree position. They might have gotten a few promotions, or they might have started getting recognition, and they start forgetting that it's people that are associated to their commission. Now, if that's the only reason you're nice, you got to work on your heart and get out your head. The head getting too big. The head getting too big. We don't want no big-headed leaders out here. We need people who are saying, I'm willing to serve. It ain't about selling.
God, I don't know what was going on today. The Lord said, they out of line. They carrying on with all kind of stuff going on today. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. 718 last. 4177. Before we do that, let me read this scripture, and it's Psalm 34:4. So you need the answer. We're going to close you out. You need the answer. I need you to meditate on this. It says, I sought the Lord, and he answered me. Did you seek him? And he delivered me from my fears. Good morning, family. Good morning. 718-4177. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. It's Barbara in New York. How are you?
Hey, my queen. How you doing, Barbara? How you doing this morning?
I'm good. I'm good. Boy, this is an amazing series, Nicola. And I can only say that we have to get out of our head. You know, I think I said it a moment ago. And it's just like anything else. To have the faith that you need to get through the fear, to walk through that fear, to let go of it, requires being in the environment, like you said earlier, you know, being with people of faith who are like-minded, because it's an exercise. We have to exercise our faith, just like our body. You know, if we don't, we're not going to get the results we want. So for me, it's really staying present and not letting what he said, what she said, how that went down, you know, and all these things that come into your life that are part of life that are always going to come around, not allowing them to dictate how you feel about yourself or about what you're doing or how you're doing it, and just come from a place of knowing that, hey, I'm on the right track. I'm on the divine path. I have the faith to bring me through this fire. And it requires being on these calls every day, reading the Bible, meditating, prayer, and really staying with your spirit, with your Holy Spirit, and taking that guidance every day. And that's what I've learned from you, Nicola. So I thank you so much. And
you are so welcome, Barbara.
I'm walking through the fear with you. Thank you.
Well, that's right, baby. You listen, we going to do this together. Even God said that it was not good that man be alone. We have to do it together. And we've got to identify. We start talking about the spirit of fear, right? And it comes to disguise. Like you see here, Barbara, she said you got to practice it. You know, you got to practice and exercise your faith, right? And you got to make sure the environment you're in, is it feeding your fears or is it feeding your faith? You might be around environments and you're laughing and joking and it feels so good. But pay attention to purpose. What is the reason of your circle? What's really going on in that circle? Let's deal with some of these disguises of fear, right, as we go in and we're going to open up this call for the next call. Fear disguise, even procrastination. You're doing, you're putting off for tomorrow what you know need to be done today, and you don't even know if you're going to get tomorrow. Depression. You're fearing that your life is not going to turn out right.
Your awareness of your past has got you all shackled to think that that is determining your future. Oppression, where you try to keep people down so you look big. Or you haven't always got to feel like, you ever see people that always want to have a one-up? Oppression. That's fear. God operates in abundance. He says it's okay if we all playing at a high level. That's why I love network marketing. Tenaciousness. You hating on folk for no reason. You want what they got instead of what God has for you. You got to be careful of these spirits. They are spirits. The Lord told us in his word they're spirits. And jealousy. The only reason why people will be covetous or jealous is if they don't believe Jeremiah 29:11, that it was already a plan before they even planted here on planet Earth. Something else that they like instead of it inspiring them. It gives them the spirit that's not like God. Good morning. 410, last 41569. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. It's Ahmed in Maryland. How are you?
Good morning, my bro. Good morning, Ahmed. How you doing? What's up, King?
I'm fantastic. I'm blessed, highly favored, the magnet of miracles, and the solution to someone's problems.
That's what I'm talking about. I am the solution. We need to get a T-shirt to say, I am the solution. Good morning.
There you go. You know, so most of my life, I've been a high achiever, from public speaking to just success, conferences, trainings, you know, the like. I've also been a firefighter for a decade or so, and I put my life on the line, and I've never had a problem. I've never had a fear of death or dying. Dealing with explosives, you know, being a full contact fighter, I've just been that type of person. But where I've ran into challenges is I have an issue with being or overshadowing other people. So sometimes where someone may have a problem, I can come in and just be like, oh, I know what this is about. Let me fix this right now. And a person may have struggled with something for a long time, but I can come in and, bam, 5 minutes, and I got it taken care of. What I found is that sometimes that overshadows people and sometimes takes the struggle away from them, and then it sometimes makes me inherit their struggle. So now my son one time, I fixed his bike. And then the following day, he brings, like, 10 of his friends back to my house, and he's like, they fix all of their bikes, you know. I'm like, son, I'm busy, you know. Now I got to tell everybody no, because now I've inherited this thing of being the fixer of everything. So I play small a lot of times just so, even, you know, in my extended family, just so I'm not pulled upon, you know, to fix everybody's problems.
Yeah, I can tell you this right here. I totally understand and identify with you. This is where, first and foremost, I can assure you that at some point in time or somewhere along the way, you've had conversations with some of the people that you know you could help, that you have helped, that told you, you think you know everything, Ahmed. You don't know everything. Have you ever heard that before?
Yes.
Stop right there. Okay, so these are the seeds. See, we don't even know what the seeds are, right? And you're like, no, I don't know everything, but I know that, right? The other thing is no, you're not called to be the solution for everyone, because you first have to be a solution for those who want you to be a solution for them. This is also the fear of rejection in the area of that you got to feed, lead who want to be led and feed who want to be fed. Everybody has their tribe. That's the reason why no one ever has to be jealous or feel this way or whatever in their marketing, because the same way how I may appeal to some people, there are some people who say, I don't like that raspy voice, and I don't like, you know, that she talks about God, and I don't like, and guess what? I am not seeking acceptance. So I'm good if I'm not the leader for you. I'm good if I'm not the partner for you. because what I have to offer, you don't see value. But you got to keep pushing until you find the tribe or the people who do. This is the thing, is that we got to make it like it. We got to say, you know, my line. Okay, no problem. It really is not a problem. Because if we focus on who we can't please, we're missing the people who we're purposed to. Uh-oh. Now we dilute in the power that God gave us to change that life, and we're putting it, we're depositing it on unfertile ground for us. Maybe that's supposed to be for somebody else. It's okay. And the same way how we are supposed to be able to accept the word no, we are supposed to be able to give the word no, because God loves a cheerful giver. So giving out of guilt, giving out of any other emotion outside of, that's just what my heart want to do. God said it ain't no good no way. So I can tell you this. You do know a lot, and I need the solutions. Look, I don't have no problem asking folks. What you know, bring it to the table and offer me. If I don't want it, don't feel no way. If I say I don't want that, but I want this. This is the thing, right? We're business owners, and somebody walks into your store. The reason why we have a variety in our store is because we know everybody, everything is not for everyone. You guys hear me say that in our script. Okay, it's no problem. Everything isn't for everyone. Well, who else do you know? It might not be for you, but I bet you know somebody who would appreciate what I do. Guys, these are some keys that will release you from the fears that you have, and for you not to have now not a shadow of a doubt. I mean, you got a bestest wife that say, that's my Boaz. Shoot, when you got God and you got a spouse to say is a problem. Okay, everybody else, come, even the kids, be like, oh, okay. I'm happy for your appreciation, but you already know what kids is sometimes anyway. So that's why your kids, if people got kids out there, they should really know how to deal with rejection. How about that? Especially once they get in the teenage years. Right? They know how to hurt your feelings if you allow it to be hurt, okay? I done had one or two hurt. I said, oh, hold on. Oh, no. So this ain't your season for mama and daddy? Okay, cool. You'll be back. See you later.
Right.
See you later. Listen, Ahmed is talking some real deal, holy deal stuff. The reason why I love the Hazels is because they real. You see, when you get to a certain place and now you're in an environment where you're saying, you know what? Even in the kingdom, God don't even care about all of our degrees, accolades, whatever. It's about, can we be real? If we can be real with God, it's so much easier to be real with his creation. And when you are 100% authentic, you real, somebody going to love you. I promise you. You just got to keep going. Good morning, 609, last 4-22-10, Financial Freedom Friday. Last caller.
Good morning, Nicola. Good morning,
hey,
Nicola.
Good morning. Good morning, Kay. Who's that?
This is David Leach out of Philadelphia. I just wanted to touch base on what you said this morning about training is validated by me and my senior business partner, Mr. James Johnson, was just talking about this 10 minutes before you started the show, about people not wanting to invest in themselves for these trainings. You know, he instilled in me a trained agent is a paid agent. And I've been mm-hmm. to 8 trainings in 6 months and made sales director. And he's an executive sales director, and he does not miss any training. We have to invest in ourselves to learn from our top leaders how to be successful in this business. I have 10 new business partners that's riding down with me for surge training tomorrow. We're leaving 7 o'clock tonight from Philadelphia. I rented a passenger van, and 10 of our business partners are coming down. They've never been to any training. I edified the training, so they will be there with me this weekend, tomorrow, for the surge training. And it's just getting that fear, like you said, out of the way of being successful. You got to do what you got to do to invest so that you can get ahead
where you need to be. So
absolutely.
Thank you for that validation this morning, and I will see you tomorrow and see you at the top.
I can tell you, thank you so much. I can't wait to see you, David. You know, even in the standpoint, David touched the point before we close out. This is something very, very important, family. You see those fears that we laid out towards the bottom here when we said, you know, the fears, the disguise, and we started even talking about, you know, covetousness, jealousy, you know, oppression or even depression, things like that. Do you know that that even affects one of the biggest assets to your business called edification? And as you heard that he was able to say edify, you can tell, you can hear it in this energy. You know that that's a trained person because you can hear it in this energy that he's sure that he is on track for success. You can hear it in this energy. And when you're talking about, he's like, I'm going to edify. You know it's edification to get somebody to ride and say, it doesn't matter how far, and my leader is coming with me, that we are going to get trained. You're seeing that his business is growing. You got people that feel like, as long as it's free, I'm there. As soon as it costs me a dime, I'm done. As long as it's free, I'm there, but as soon as it costs me a dime, I'm done. And I need you to really take a look at your success. And how many people are you developing that are successful? See, network marketing is not about you being a producer. It's about a leader. You can't ask people to do what you're not willing to do. And some people, it's the hardest thing for them to even say that somebody is good at something. I would put my people in the room with some of the baddest of folk so they can be bad to the bone with me, like me, so we could blow up. But some of you guys are like, my team, and you ain't even got nothing to give them because you ain't trained. Be smart to be successful. Leverage training opportunities for you to get better. And even if you're getting sharpened and your team getting sharpened at the same time, you close, and I know you're going to hear from David later, and he is going to be promoted. I know what happens when people not only get trained, but you got to do what you're trained. Guys, I know I just be calling it out. We're going to A&P, the Association of Network Marketing Professionals, and I invited our leaders to come with us. I'm a speaker there for the very first time. I'm attending for the first time, and I'm a speaker. And I spoke with my coach, Ray Higdon. I said, listen, I'm going to give me any pointers. He said, pointers? Nicole, you don't need any pointers to speak. You're going to knock it out of the park. I said, no, I need to be coach. I need some pointers. Give me some pointers. There's no pointers for you, Nicole. I'm like, no, it has to be some pointers. They told me this. They told me that. I've never done it before. Can you just tell me what I need to do? He's like, okay, tell them what you want to speak on, and you're going to crush it. I'm like, that's not good enough. But even to get to that point, for a highly successful, highly trained coach and leader, business mentor like Ray Higdon, for him to say that to me, that's only come from being trained. Of course, my biggest mentor is God Almighty, Holy Spirit, but then he's led me to other great people. If you're not coming in the atmosphere to be groomed for greatness, just expect stagnation. Peace out, guys. I love you. Hopefully you got freed from some stuff today. Go make it happen. Time is ticking. Did you know that? It ain't waiting for nobody. Not even you. Not matter how cute you are, how great you are, what kind of accolades you are, what level you graduated from school or college, it don't care. It's still moving. What you gonna do with it? Peace.